When you rich like this, you don't check the forecast. Every day it's gonna rain. Yeah, made a brick do a brick game. Whip up shit, this pure cocaine. Yeah, from the streets, but I got a little sense. But I had to go coop, no brain. Coop, no brain. I ain't worried about you. I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. Bought a brand new shoe, told her, kick rocks, don't stand too close. Diamonds, kick rocks, ain't red, mean gold, so I don't stop. I know they was, they can catch me, but keep wishing. You think I done turned into a fiend for these bitches? Tryna stuff as much as I can, and these bitches made your bitch fuck on my man. There's no difference, I ain't never popped no Xan. I sip scissor. If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on a song, I send it a pen.
Welcome back, sports fans. Today's BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio once again. Week 9 is in the books. And we're here to discuss my co-host Darrell Evans, a.k.a. B.A. over here with a big cheesy smile on his face because the Steelers then got so lucky. I don't know how one team can get so lucky. Jacoby Brissett starting quarterback goes down after the first drive of the game. T.Y. Hilton doesn't play. Just everything falls into y'all's lap, man. And y'all
get Vinatieri to miss a
kick. Everything just went y'all way yesterday. Everything.
I just know we got lucky. Called a backup, came in, threw 3 touchdowns. Jacoby Brissett couldn't move the ball.
Man, he had one.
He couldn't move the ball. Soon as the backup came in, they scored 3 touchdowns.
Man, 5 for 6, but he couldn't move the ball. He 5 for 6.
He was checked down, and he had no yard, no touchdown.
Tom Brady going to the Hall of Fame for checkdown.
Checkdown.
Tom Brady going to the Hall of Fame for checkdown.
No, I'm just telling you. Don't blame it on the quarterback getting hurt.
T.Y. Hilton being out. Vinatieri missing the kick. Everything went your way yesterday.
But they shouldn't even got in field goal range.
Why they get in that deal?
Them wasn't no pass interference call. And when you checked it and reviewed it, they don't overturn them no way. So
the fumble?
What fumble? Yeah, we fumble. How'd that look?
Y'all, I'm not saying y'all.
They get them the ball and they go score a touchdown and take the lead. How'd that look?
No, I'm just saying that it's just.
That's luck for them.
Everything just worked out y'all way yesterday.
No, but I'm saying we Yule Lou, we lost to Seattle the same way. Fumble and they stole and we lost.
And you was upset about it, but you happy now.
But no, I'm saying we got to get a break every now and then.
I mean, listen, I already predicted the Pittsburgh Steelers at 4-4 right now. Finally at 500. Finally got the head a little bit out. Their head ain't out the water.
No.
They got the nose out the water.
No, we ain't got nothing out the water. We in trouble. No,
you trying to just do that reverse psychology stuff, but it ain't going to work today, buddy. Listen, y'all gonna make the playoffs. You got the easiest schedule the rest of the way.
I don't need you jinxing our schedule.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have the easiest schedule the rest of the way.
We need you to be worried about the Titans schedule.
We're worried about draft picks in Tennessee. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, because y'all
trash.
We gotta
get a quarterback. We gotta get a quarterback. And I don't like our coach, Mike Vrabel. I really don't like him.
Y'all stink.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers luck into a win against the Colts yesterday.
Luck into a win.
Gonna get dust knocked from you on Sunday because you gotta play the Rams.
Do you know how hard it is to win a game in the NFL?
Oh, I know.
We started out 0-3, sir.
You feeling good about yourself?
No, I'm just saying it's y'all hard to win.
Y'all done won, what, 4 out of the last 5?
4-1 in the last 5.
Yeah, so y'all on a little streak. Y'all kind of hot right now.
No, we ain't.
Yeah, y'all kind of hot.
Ain't no such a thing. Should have beat the Ravens, but, you know.
Kenny Mack, you hear that, Kenny Mack?
We should have beat the Ravens, but we had to play with our third string.
Should have, could have, would have, don't count in this league.
Well, that's my whole point. Don't be talking about no luck.
Y'all got the Rams next. Rams gonna knock dust from you.
You think?
Then you got the Browns, Bengals, Browns, Cardinals. Man, that's 4 gimme wins, man.
That's 4 gimme?
Gimme.
Who we got now?
Browns, Bengals, Browns, Cardinals. Then you follow that up with the Bills, Jets, Ravens. It's only 2 games you got to be scared of. This week against the Rams, Ravens at the end of the season.
That might be a bad thing, though. I think we focus more when we got to play somebody
good.
That's good.
But here's the thing. And the crazy thing about it is, sports fans, if you look at this schedule, let me say it to you for you one more time. Rams this week, Browns, Bengals, Browns, Cardinals, Bills, Jets, Ravens. Let me run down through that list again. Rams, shaky at best. Don't know what you're going to get week to week with the Rams.
Pretty much.
Just don't know. Browns, you know what you're getting. Dysfunction. Ain't happening. Baker Mayfield is not good enough to get the ball to OBJ and Jarvis Landry. That's my take on it. I don't think Baker Mayfield is just a trash bust, but I don't think he's good enough yet to throw the ball to those advanced receivers. I think that's what the problem is, man. He did set the rookie record for touchdowns. He did do that. He did win the Heisman. He did all that great stuff. But I don't think he's good enough to get the ball to Odell and Jarvis. You ever thought about it that way?
Nah, he good enough.
They just a little advanced.
He good enough. He did it last year.
He didn't have.
But no, I'm saying that's the answer to the question. He didn't even have the weapons last year, and he got the touchdowns and the numbers.
Now he got the weapons, and he can't.
And he can't because the new coach.
It's the system. It's everything around
him. Everything. Yeah. It ain't just him now.
And so that's what I say. Let me go to the schedule before we get into that conversation. That's the conversation we need to have because we need to have that conversation about Lamar Jackson and Sam Darnold and Mr. Biscuit. You got to have that conversation. But then at the Bengals. Bengals are the worst off team in the NFL, period. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Redskins, everybody's better than the Bengals.
I'm not going to say that, but they might be done winning the tank mode.
They have. They just bench Andy Dalton. They got this other guy that we don't even know that's fixing to play quarterback.
Looked it pretty good, though.
So,
Or has he played? Have they played yet?
Who?
The Bengals. They on bye week or something?
Yeah, they ain't played nobody.
Okay. No, that's the guy from...
You looking for the guy that's in Denver. That looked good. That's and the other Allen. They had three Allens win yesterday. Josh Allen, Kyle Allen, and that Allen.
That one, dang.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good all the way through the game. I mean, through and through. I didn't watch the entire game, watch the highlights. But then you got the Browns again. You got the Cardinals, Kyler Murray. The Cardinals team is going to be good.
They are tough.
They're going to be good.
They showed me when they played Cardinals.
They're going to be good. They just ain't got the insulation in them walls yet. You know what I'm saying? When they get solid all the way around, you know, like on your special teams and, you know, your rotational guys get a little bit better, they're going to be all right, man. Then you got the Buffalo Bills who just simply can't score enough points. They good on defense. Yeah, they can't score enough points. Then you got the Jets. They seeing go. Sam Darnold, that situation there.
Yeah, my Le'Veon Bell. We tried to get him at the deadline. We snuck a bid in on him.
Did y'all really?
You ain't see that?
No, stop that.
Pittsburgh called for Le'Veon Bell. They called the Jets trying to get Le'Veon Bell. I don't know the details on it.
Sports fans, I ain't buying it. I got to research. I ain't looking it up. This Pittsburgh Steelers fan over here, he got this smirky smile on his face. He feeling good about his organization.
We could have snuck that guy at
the
deadline.
You don't want him. Man, stop it.
I ain't never told you that. I told you I ain't want him at that reset the market price.
You don't want Le'Veon Bell. Let him walk. Get him out of there.
I said.
Two years you been saying that, Bill.
I said I didn't want him when he was talking about I'm going to reset the market. Wouldn't want him at that price. But that price is a little better. man, he don't want me to enjoy these.
What's up, man? You'll take all he got right now, huh?
Man, we could have snuck him in. Man, that would have been a nice look.
And then you got the Ravens situation to close out the season. So, guys, y'all didn't realize you say, oh, they got the Ravens at the end of the year. Man, Ravens might be in bye contention at the end of the year. You don't know. They might not even be playing their starters. So, that's another cakewalk win for the Steelers. The Steelers are already sixth in the wild card. No, not sixth. Yeah, they're sixth. Sixth in the wild card. No, take that back. They're third in the wild card.
Okay.
Sixth in the standings overall. But here's the thing. If you mess around and get some losses here and there, one team slip up and the Steelers got an easy schedule. You ain't going to get no more than two losses for the Steelers the rest of the way. No more than two.
No, do
the math on that. We at eight. That's eight more. So you put them six more wins. They're 10-6 right now the way I look at it. And they ain't even played the games yet.
Think we might get nine? Think we gonna pull 9 wins off this year?
Huh?
You think we can pull 9 wins out of this?
No, I think we can get 10.
You think?
So look, you got 4 right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So coming up, Rams. I'm gonna put you at a loss. I'm gonna put you at 4-5 with the Rams. Browns, I'm gonna put you at 5-5. Bengals, I'm gonna put you at 6-5. Browns, I'm gonna put you at 7-5. Cardinals, I'm gonna put you at 8-5. Bills, I'm going to put you at 9-5. You definitely going to beat the Jets 10-5. And you lose to Baltimore, you're 10-6. You could go 11-5, 10-6.
And everything you just heard, throw it out the window coming out of his mouth. Because he don't want none of that to happen.
I don't.
He's just trying to manipulate the system.
B.A.
He trying to jinx.
Y'all know I don't want no Steelers to win nothing. I want them to lose out. But I'm just being a realistic sports fan. Just calling how I see it. The Pittsburgh Steelers, as crazy as this sounds, and I hate this, and the Steelers do this every year, I think they down. They come some kind of way.
This is one of Mike Tomlin's best coaching jobs.
So,
to get a team
I'm gonna hit you with the Bill Parcells. settle down with the anointing oil yet now. Let it play out.
No, I'm saying that we lost.
For Mike Tomlin to get the reins, just to pull the reins back in.
No.
And make you be respectful.
Let me break this down. You just sit back and listen. We started our 0-3. We lost our quarterback for the year. We already lost AB.
Oh, it's a pity.
And Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, he thought it in there just to make it
we
look
lost
good.
All of them.
Just to make it
started our 0-3 and then won 4 out of our last 5 games.
And 2 out from the route.
You think that's because of talent or is that because...
That's coaching.
That's coaching.
That's coaching.
Because Pittsburgh, honestly, we don't have the talent. We don't have big-time talent right now on offense. We don't have it.
Yeah,
but
still,
we didn't do nothing with the talent either.
Yeah,
our talent need to be on defense. And picking up Minka.
Monster.
Man, that guy reminds me of Troy.
Tell me whatever you want to say. When you said that yesterday, I thought about what you said, and I was like, you know what? That's why they went and got him.
He kind of reminds
me. He's a Troy. That's why they went and got him, man. That's why they went and got him. When they got him. Listen, they went and got that man because he was available at the time. You know what they did when they went and got Minka? It was kind of like going to the NFL draft and saying, I don't care who's available. I'm taking the best player. If Myles Garrett is here, I know I need a quarterback, but I can't pass on Myles Garrett. This is what y'all did. Y'all saw Minka said, dang, when we had Troy, we were sure enough a solidified defense. If you can't play Pittsburgh, you better just hope Big Ben throw an interception because you wasn't going to beat us on defense.
Right.
So now you got somebody on the back end, Minka,
he's
that can do
that. The whole defense.
Now he's making the quarterback think about throwing the ball downfield. And then in that box, he showed up dangerous down there around that box down there, man. The boy's
he
dangerous.
He's good when he don't have to play there all the time.
Yeah, he can kind of do his own thing. He can do his own thing.
And Pittsburgh gave him that freedom.
I don't know why I keep saying y'all are 6 in the standings because I'm stuck on my Titans. Tennessee Titans are 6 in the wild card standings. The Buffalo Bills have the number one spot, which they're not going to hold on to.
The Titans are 4-5. How?
Listen, Indianapolis Colts.
Y'all can't be ahead of us. Y'all done played one more game.
This man so happy about that. They won last night. He won't even listen. Buffalo Bills are number 1 in the wild card. The Indianapolis Colts are number 2. Pittsburgh Steelers are number 3. Oakland Raiders are number 4. Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans are tied at 5th.
Well, what you keep talking about 4?
I was saying that. I was saying it wrong because I was looking at the standings.
Yeah.
I had it in my head about what the Titans were. We are basically sixth in the wild card.
And for them last 2 seeds.
Yeah, we tied at 5th, but we really 6th because Jacksonville beat us, so they got the head-to-head tiebreaker on
y'all in trouble.
So we only 2 cards out of we 2 games out of the playoffs right now. But
that's a long 2.
Now let me hold on. It's worse than that. Now let me go ahead and break this down. I know I'm a Tennessee Titans fan, but I'm gonna be realistic. Like I said about Pittsburgh having the easiest schedule. The Tennessee Titans are not going to do nothing else. We have the toughest schedule the remaining of the year. The toughest schedule. We have, after just losing to the Panthers yesterday, we got the Chiefs next. Then we got a bye week. Then we got the Jaguars. Then we got the Colts. Then we got the Raiders. Then we got the Texans. Then we got the Saints. Then we got the Texans. We in trouble.
Y'all just might lose that bye week. You just might lose the bye week.
Might fall off the boat on the bye week, huh,
man? Listen, y'all just might lose that bye week. That's how rough it done got over there.
Do you hear that schedule, man?
Man, y'all might lose on the bye week. And they give you one on that one. Y'all might lose that one, man. Y'all in trouble.
Only day we can avoid losing is Monday morning because that's going to be the day after a loss.
That's going to be rough, man.
Man, it's rough. Chiefs, Jaguars, Colts, Raiders, Texans, Saints.
Chiefs not Texans. All that. They not unbeatable. Nothing like
anybody
that.
Anybody with a formidable offense can beat us because we don't score enough points.
Yeah, y'all need a
look quarterback. How we got beat yesterday.
Y'all need a quarterback.
Bro, we was down 7. We gave up 23 points yesterday before we even started playing ball yesterday. Mm-hmm. And came back and still got the game close.
I know. When I checked the score, it was 24-7.
We got the game close after being basically blown out the first half. Mm-hmm. So what will we do if we play football at the kickoff and play through the game and don't have these lulls? We literally had 15 plays in the first half yesterday. A whole half. But I'm going to tell you what's worse than that. I thought we was all bad, man. The Mitch Trubisky them had 9 yards in the first half yesterday.
They fought back in that game,
got
too.
Back in it. So, you know.
But it don't be at all Trubisky fault.
It don't.
That
it don't.
Defense just ain't good as advertised, too.
No, and I think everybody want the defense to be world beaters and just going just maul teams themselves. You can't do that. You got to have some offense
this
go with it, too.
This is different age now.
Yeah. That back at the backfield has changed the game, man.
Yeah.
These guys are throwing to them dudes, man. Mm-hmm. When you got somebody like the dude White from New England leading the team in receptions and yards and all that, then
that's
you got
McCaffrey.
That's how we
won yesterday with Samuel. He fumbled and all.
Your boy, Rudolph, actually, I looked at the replays on his and last night, looked at his throws and stuff. Rudolph throws the ball. Rudolph got pretty decent timing. It ain't good timing, but it's all right.
He can throw, though.
He throw an ugly ball.
But he can throw.
And the reason I don't like him throwing an ugly ball is because I know another quarterback that threw an ugly ball that was a doggone Hall of Fame, Peyton Manning. He just don't throw a spiral, but he throw the ball and get it where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, he can throw.
But he's checked down more than I've ever seen any quarterback in the last two, 3 games.
But that's what we asking of him. We don't want him to turn the ball over.
Man, the Browns.
Our defense is stout right now. Our defense is stout. Like, we are bending but not breaking.
The Browns.
We turn the ball over and we'll hold them to a field goal right where they sit. That's how good our defense been playing. But we just can't turn the ball over.
Man, Mississippi kid, Jermaine Whitehead from the Cleveland Browns, lost a million-plus dollar job. Yelling and arguing with a sports reporter on social media.
Yeah, don't make sense.
One, it's laughable to me because him yelling and arguing at somebody on social media ain't got nothing to do with him being a football player for the Cleveland Browns. Why do they correlate those two things together? But
because
it comes with the territory.
Racial slurs.
Yeah, but it comes with the territory. This is your job. We're paying you millions of dollars to represent this organization all the time. So if you're going to go out there and do this, we got to get rid of you.
He was using racial slurs. Yeah. If he would have said what he said without using racial slurs,
it'd have been all
right. He'd have been all right.
Yeah.
But that's crossing the line, man. What you think about your white teammate? Or your white coach?
Well, here's the thing with him. It's so bad that Twitter suspended his account. Like,
racial slurs, man, because, like, if that had been a white guy doing it to a black guy, saying the N-word.
I'd have been on there. On the
come on now. You see what I'm saying? It's no double standards in this. It was just wrong. It's wrong.
That's stupid. And he's actually been boiling over, if you believe it or not. He's actually, with his attitude and stuff he's been saying mm-hmm. in the team, he's been actually boiling up. He basically been mad asking for this. He got what he asked for.
He might not get another job.
No, it's not. Probably not no Mike. I don't know. He probably won't get another job. He ain't played well enough to.
Yeah, you
warrant
to do the stuff he doing. You got to be solidified.
Like AB.
Yeah.
See, AB's an idiot, but AB, when it comes down to playing ball, you can't question what he's doing on that.
No, because he's one of the best in the game.
Yeah.
And he still ain't got a job.
And Russell Wilson tried to get him a job last week.
What you mean?
Russell Wilson begged the Seattle Seahawks to sign AB.
And what happened?
He didn't even. They signed. What's the other kid, they signed? They just signed somebody.
Man, they the guy.
They just signed somebody.
Think about that.
Russell Wilson begged the Seahawks to take AB.
And they didn't do it.
They didn't do it because of the shakiness of the uncertainty of, you know, what to give him, his price tag, and not knowing if he's going to be suspended or not. But why is the NFL dragging their feet on that situation now?
Man, that dude want to go with a winner. And I would love to see him somewhere like that. Nowhere near the Patriots.
Listen, Russell Wilson tried to go get him, man.
Go get him.
I'm trying to run the story down right now while I'm looking at these other stuff, but I'll find it for you. But yeah, Russell Wilson tried to go get AB. Say he begged Seahawks brass to take AB.
Dang.
Russell Wilson pushed Seahawks to sign AB before claiming Gordon. They got Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
He wanted AB.
Right.
Wanted AB. Say he loves Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon's a great talent, but he said when you have an opportunity to go get the best player in the game, that's who I want.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dang, that would have been a nasty combination. Russell Wilson and AB. Lord.
Yep, Russell Wilson said, welcome, Flash. Time to put in this work. And he was like, yeah, I want him to know there's no disrespect, he said, but Antonio Brown's the best thing I've seen since I've been in this league, and that's who I want to throw the ball to.
Right.
He said, it's like a dream for me. To throw the ball to him. So he wanted to go get him right now. They know that's his talent. It's like I can overlook. He's done some stupid stuff. But when it comes down to talent and production on that field,
that
ain't no question. Now this Whitehead, you looking at him like, man, are you even covering good? You doing well? You put in effort? When you got them kind of questions and you going to do something like that on social media?
Yeah, it's over.
It's over with. But AB, man, you can't never talent. Can't never question his talent on the field at all. Oh, man, let's break down these games, man. The Washington Redskins, Buffalo Bills. I know you didn't watch none of that game, did you?
No, it wasn't worth watching.
But I actually watched the highlights of it, and I think old Haskins is going to be okay.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to be all right. But my issue is with him is the same situation with the Sam Darnold and all these people and Trubisky and all these guys. It's like Mayfield and Darnold right now are probably about to get their organizations blown up. Mm-hmm. And the organization's going to blow up based on trying to make them comfortable and good. And that ain't the way you do it. You do like the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. If I draft this kid, I change my whole organization to basically reflect his strengths. Like Lamar Jackson is a, he ain't thought about that well. He runs the ball. Jim Harbaugh said before we drafted him, before we made that call, when he was sitting there waiting for the first round, we had to decide as an organization, are we willing to just turn this organization over and basically play to his strengths? Because you can't get a guy like that and then say we want to make him a pocket passer. We can't get a guy like that and say we want to make him a Tom Brady. You gotta let him be who he is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield's the same kind of guy. He's short. He's a scramble around guy. Sam Darnold, I think they are trying to build a team towards his strengths. I think he just, the team's just so bad. Adam Gase, the head coach, needs to be gone. All that.
Why did he even get the job?
I don't know.
That's the question.
Didn't win in Miami, got the job.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
the criteria is not winning. You coached Tom Brady at one point?
That's the criteria on your application is you're not winning, oh, you get a job.
Cliff Kingsbury got the job, head coaching job.
Yeah,
got fired from college and got a head coach job in the NFL.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, with him, I think Haskins is going to be okay. But you look at the racial divide, man, because you look at the way they talk about Haskins versus the way they're talking about Sam Darnold. Now, Sam Darnold's actually playing on the field, playing like crap.
Right, right.
They're still making excuses for him. People like you, people like everybody else making excuses for Sam Darnold.
Nah, I don't make no excuses for him, but I think he's a good quarterback.
Okay, but you're saying that, but then why they slandering Haskins who hadn't even played?
Because you know what, it is what it is. You know
that. That's a racial thing?
Yeah, you know that.
Exactly. I just want that to be put out there like that.
Yeah, but that's what it is. We knew that.
It's racism, man.
He don't get a shot. Like, it's when you're a black quarterback, it's limits.
Yeah, they want to look
at you. You can't be a good quarterback and can run. Or they going to what?
They're gonna label you.
They're gonna label you as a running quarterback.
Athletic.
A running quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like Jones?
He's athletic quarterback.
Athletic quarterback, but we don't never hear that
label.
Never
hear that label.
You don't hear that label with him.
Now, dude, real athletic.
All we hear is he's a good quarterback.
Good quarterback.
Because he is a good quarterback. Because
he's white.
But he is a good quarterback. Whether he blue or pink or purple.
And that's the way they
A good quarterback.
That's the way they need to evaluate talent is based on how the talent plays. But when you're black and athletic, it's
you're a running quarterback.
Running quarterback. Yeah.
Because they are so fast. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, flip side of that, same game. Josh Allen for Buffalo Bills. Athletic quarterback.
Yeah, but he's a athletic quarterback.
Running quarterback.
No, they don't label him as a running quarterback.
But you never hear it. But that's what he's doing, running somebody over every game.
Yeah, he's a running quarterback.
He's a monster.
He's more of a running quarterback than any of these other guys.
He's Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
That's what he is, man. My Tennessee Titans, man, against the Panthers, man, we kind of discussed it before we started recording. Tennessee Titans, man, they position themselves for the draft because toughest schedule out the rest of the way. Not going to make no noise.
So go ahead and tank.
Lost Malcolm Butler. You got Adoree Jackson as your number one cornerback now. You know I don't like no Adoree Jackson, man. But
so you want him to go ahead and tank?
No, we don't have no choice.
Oh, okay. Now, if y'all done been on one in the next three games, I don't want to hear your mouth.
You're not, because we're not going to win them.
Oh, yeah, you right on that.
We're not going to win them.
Ain't no ifs on that. That's
no, man.
Done deal.
Carolina Panthers, what you think about that situation with Kyle Allen?
I just think they need to go with the hot hand.
Listen, man. I'm going to tell you what Carolina's going to do. Carolina, I don't see them making no noise for the playoffs because these second-place teams in the NFC got more wins than them. Mm-hmm. So I don't see them making no noise for that wild card. In the event that they do, watch out because they playing all right with this Kyle Allen. They on a little win. They're winning. They had a bad week last week against 49ers, but they bounced back against the Titans. But they didn't play nobody, so you can't really judge them beating Tennessee. Ooh.
Oh.
Can't really judge that.
Man, it ain't that bad in Tennessee.
It's bad. It's bad, man.
It ain't that bad.
It's bad. Yesterday, that first half, that's the worst first half I've ever seen in football. Ever. And they didn't even play bad. It was just bad. It's just the Titans. Just don't work.
That's all y'all is.
They didn't go turn the ball over. They didn't go get interception. They just got holding, hands to the face, hand to the face. Just went backwards on drives, man.
I like it.
But anyway, the Panthers, if the Panthers some kind of way, somehow, keep winning and sneak their way into the playoffs, and then a healthy Cam Newton comes back, he don't go on IR, man, I think that'll be scary for the league right there.
Yeah, it'll be scary for the Panthers. Because he coming back and rusty. Man, Cam Newton is not that guy, man.
Cam's going to be all right, man.
Cam is back not next gonna year. Be a, go get him in Tennessee then.
I take him right now.
Well, yeah, you can have him. I won't.
Take him right now.
I'd rather have Mason Rudolph.
Boy, stop lying, man.
I promise you I would rather have Mason Rudolph.
Than Cam Newton.
Than Cam Newton.
So you're saying Cam can't run offense?
He's
what you're saying?
Inconsistent. I hate that part of his game.
Talk about inconsistency. The Chiefs, with Moore as the backup, beat the Vikings yesterday.
But they play, that was a good game, though. Like, we was about to lose to the backup. It's, if you go into a game...
I ain't looking at just the backup. It's the NFL quarterback. I'm just saying, though, they don't have Russell. They didn't have Pat Mahomes.
If the Chiefs can make big plays,
they can make big plays like that. Andy Reid really ain't dialed back his playbook. He's really still running them plays, man.
He got the right... He had the right backup.
He got the tools, man.
He got the right backup, too. Moore? That's a monster, dog.
You don't really value them backup quarterbacks till they have to come in and play.
Till you have to see them.
And then you see somebody like, you say Teddy Bridgewater. And I'm going to go ahead and say this right here. I'm not, I've never been real high on Teddy Bridgewater's game. Really.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see what he did. Yeah, when you see what he did as this backup.
But that still is not a starter. He did that as a backup.
I know, but still. You got to be able to do that as a backup.
I think it's a lot of them that can do it. You know what I'm saying? He went forcing the ball downfield. He made it throws, timely throws, but it ain't like he had to carry the whole offense.
And I saw something in Teddy Bridgewater that seemed like he was like, I ain't finna go out here and prove myself for no contract and do all that. No, he said.
He done got his money for his contract.
He said, I'm finna go out here and I'm not gonna hurt the team.
And
I'm just gonna do everything I need to do to give us a chance to win.
Yeah.
And he did that.
But that's my whole point. That's a backup mentality.
Yeah. This ain't my team.
But when you the starter, you got to go out there and make
go
plays.
Go get it. You
got
to go get it. Yeah.
That's different. Like, they didn't want him to force nothing. Just sit back, do what you're supposed to, let the game come to you, and we'll win with our defense. Yeah. And, of course, you throw a 5-yard pass and somebody go to the house, that's a 70-yard run, touchdown.
That you threw. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That stuff happens. That's why they tell you don't force it.
Right.
A missed tackle here.
And that's hard to do. That's a psychological thing because this ain't your team, so don't try to go out here and make it your team.
Put pressure on the defense to make the play.
That's it.
That's bottom line.
Don't put pressure
on. Make the tackle. Do everything right.
That's what Teddy Bridgewater did, man.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, stat. 0-10 and one tie. 0-10 and one when he's trailing in the fourth quarter.
He's not a big
with the Vikings.
He's not a big time quarterback.
Vikings gave him $84 million to come over there to win games, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get them over the hump because man, I can't even remember the last dude that was there that couldn't get him over the
Case
hump.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum couldn't get him over the hump. So you pay this dude $84 million, he's 0-10-1 when you don't have the lead in the fourth quarter. So you get the Minnesota Vikings and they trail him by 1 point in the fourth quarter, you got him.
Like the tick got the bull.
All y'all do is get the lead on him. And Kirk Cousins is going to lose, man. Pat Mahomes coming back to the Chiefs. You think that's going to be a big, huge boost?
When he coming back? This week?
Man, I saw the way he was celebrating out there after they made that kick yesterday. He looked pretty good on that knee.
Okay.
Didn't show no favoritism on that knee over there, man. Your boy, Sam Darnold. I know you want to crown the kid, man. The Jets lose to the Dolphins. Just like I called on Dumpster Juice Radio.
But I don't care about that. He's a good quarterback. Bottom line, he's a franchise quarterback.
I don't see it, B.A.
I see it.
Because he made a few throws last year?
Because what? Because he missed a few throws?
Because he said he's seeing ghosts? Because he's been playing like crap?
So what do you think all these youngsters say when they struggling and can't?
Man, I'm seeing ghosts. Right. He just got caught with it.
He got caught with it. That's all it is.
And we all know what he means when he said it.
Of course, we all know. Damn, bad.
So, man, what's the situation in Miami, man? They're winning. Yeah, do you understand that?
Yeah, they got to win one game against a rival. That's to rub it in their face.
So they got them again.
We can't though, right? beat nobody, but we can beat you.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But
when it come down to it, are they going to beat them again? Or is it going to be a situation where...
They probably don't want to win that next
one. Yeah, because...
Because they'll be... They'll,
look at where you're going to be picking at.
But the Jets will win more games than they will regardless. I think so. They're a better team than Miami. Period. They're better.
If you had an opportunity right now, right here today, would you rather coach the...
By them having Le'Veon Bell, they're better.
Okay. So if now, looking at that aspect, I can think about that. Like, see, people are saying
what
did
the Dolphins have?
They're saying the Jets have. But if you're a coach...
They're sorry, but they're a better team.
But if you're a coach, you're a head coach going into a new situation, would you rather coach the Jets or the Dolphins?
The Jets, of course.
Because they got Le'Veon Bell?
Because they got Le'Veon Bell, C.J. Mosley, Jamal Anderson.
They got a talented roster.
They got more players. They just... Can't win, but they got more play.
I wouldn't want to coach the Jets just because they have what you and everybody else call their franchise quarterback, who I just don't believe in. I'd rather go to the Dolphins with a better coach, period, point blank, with a better coach. And well, I can't even really say it because he ain't really proven himself. He ain't done nothing.
Is he a better coach?
Yeah, I can't say that. Somebody I believe in more, because I done seen Adam Gase thing. I done seen his in two different styles.
Yeah, I mean... But you're coaching, not Adam Gase coaching.
Okay, I would be coaching.
You would be the coach. You said you would rather coach.
So just flat out.
You can't put the coaches in.
Take the coaches out.
You put the team in.
I'd rather go down to Miami just because of the fact of I'm about to get my franchise quarterback, somebody I can groom the way I want to and build my team around that person the way I wanted to go. Now, in New York, Sam Darnold may or may not end up being a good quarterback or not. Right now, he's not a good quarterback. But the Jets are... ruining his career.
Nah, I don't think so.
Running him out there every Sunday and letting him make a fool out of himself, they're ruining his career. The Chicago Bears, Trubisky, ruining. Done. I changed the scenery. Mitch Trubisky will probably come to Tennessee right now and help us win some game.
Boy, it's rough then.
I changed the scenery and do it. Out. Why? You don't believe in Trubisky, huh?
Nah, Trubisky stink.
But you believe in Sam Darnold.
He better. Sam Darnold way better than this. Trubisky. You wouldn't think so? You don't think so?
What has he done? What, he won some games? He made the playoffs? What did he do?
He ain't been in the league but one year.
Okay, what you?
But Trubisky, what have he done?
Nothing.
So they equally have done nothing. Right, but I'd rather take Darnold as far as them. Because at least you know Darnold is toting a load. Trubisky, he ain't toting a load. Like they don't even let him open up the offense.
Let him throw the ball down the field.
And he can't do nothing. Like, they got a good defense, he still can't win. I mean.
So if you flip flop those quarterbacks, you put Darnold in Chicago. Chicago rolls. Chicago wins.
But they be better than what they is now.
And
Trubisky, they probably would be equally as sorry.
So how you got the praise for Sam Darnold? Because he's younger?
Because he's just a younger quarterback with more of an upside. Going into the draft, they hyped Trubisky up. Trubisky's not that guy. Darnold.
You're doing it to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold went before Lamar Jackson.
But he is a good quarterback.
Who's playing better?
Lamar Jackson is possibly the best quarterback come out the draft.
But he got dropped down the board.
We understand that.
Because of this black and white stuff.
But we know that's nothing we can do about it.
And you're doing the same thing with Sam Darnold.
No, I'm not. I actually see potential in his game.
Okay, man.
That dude was a tough cookie, dog.
How?
I mean, New England made him... Go in a slump. He in a slump. Like, New England makes a lot of quarterbacks start.
Yeah, Sam Darnold was playing bad before New England.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Come on, man.
He came back in
that
the
one
first
week.
Game.
That one week. One thing.
But
a couple things working against
him. He ain't had but two more bad weeks.
A couple things working against Sam Darnold is the man had mono. I played with teammates that had mono, and it messed up the whole year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He tried to come back and play at a high level. That's working against him. And then you got Adam Gase. So he got two things he can't control this season, right?
But I actually think he's a good quarterback. It ain't like he's a Mark Sanchez or something.
And hopefully, Mark Sanchez went to the AFC Championship game.
So twice. What do that matter, though?
What you mean, what is it?
When you're not a good quarterback. You know he did all that and still wasn't a good quarterback.
Okay, and Trent Dilfer wasn't a good quarterback either. Won a Super Bowl.
No, Trent Dilfer was a solid quarterback.
Won a Super
that
Bowl.
Played with the right defense and won a Super Bowl.
I'm going to tell you about Trent Dilfer, man. Listen, Trent Dilfer actually just had a bad, bad year that year. You don't realize Trent Dilfer actually went out to Seattle and beat Hasselbeck out the starting job.
He wasn't a bad quarterback.
People don't realize
that. He was good with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He beat Hasselbeck out the job in Seattle.
But he was a good quarterback with the Bucs.
So people don't realize.
Yeah, he just, like you say,
yeah.
he didn't really get much reps.
He just didn't.
Man, they had Jamal Lewis, man.
Yeah, they just.
And that defense.
They basically just told him, just don't lose the game.
That's it.
That's it. And people want to put that as his
back. Man was rushing for 2,000 yards back then.
Yep.
Jamal
saw,
Lewis.
Jamal, I just saw him on a commercial recently. Saw that?
Oh, yeah.
Him and Ty Law.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Bro. Yeah. I had to think about who Jamal Lewis was at the end of the commercial, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather coach the Dolphins because I know I'm going to be able to go get my guy, my quarterback. And I think that coach is licking his chops with that. Going to get his quarterback, mm-hmm. putting his system in there, having his players. Yeah. But I still don't understand why the AFC East keeps hiring New England Patriot coaches to be their coaches.
Why y'all hire him?
Just doesn't
why
make
the Lions
sense.
Hire him?
We hired the guy. Well, he was a former New England. He was, but he was came from the Texans coaching staff.
Nah, but he's a New
he's
England
a Patriot. Yeah. It's Mike Vrabel. Right.
Yeah.
Buccaneers. Overtime loss to the Seahawks. Look, they were running away with the game. This happens every Sunday, don't they? They score a lot of points.
Yeah, but
they can't stop nobody.
Yeah, so who is the problem over there in Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay is trying to just blow the whole organization up. Jameis, I ain't going to say you're not a bust. You're not a Mariota. Mariota's a bust.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, you're not a bust. Jameis, it just doesn't work in Tampa Bay. It's time to start fresh. Go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Come to Tennessee. Come holler at your boy. Come to Tennessee. Come on over here, James Winston.
Y'all could use him.
Come on over here, James Winston. Come to Tennessee, man. And we'll roll.
Y'all will be a lot better with him.
He'll push the ball down the field, man. He can push the ball down the field. Seahawks come back on Tampa Bay, which to me is not saying a lot. But you have to, like I said, it's hard to win a game in the NFL. They had to come back from way down to catch up with Tampa Bay and then beat them. Could be in regulation, missed the field goal. It's been so many missed kicks this year, man. It's got to be a record, don't you think?
Yeah.
The Browns lose to the Broncos. Rookie quarterback comes in there, beats the Browns. What's your thoughts on that?
The Browns stink.
Why?
Man, it's just the whole organization.
It's the Browns.
It's just the GM.
It's the owner.
The GM. Not even the owner. It's the GM.
Everybody that he's paying.
Yeah. GM and the coach. But listen, the coach. That's where they messed up at. That coach was not ready.
You had opportunity to get a talented roster, get you a real coach, and roll.
Yeah, that's what the problem. But
get
that's
you
the
real
GM,
coach.
Though.
GM did
he
that.
He hired a guy that wasn't ready for the job.
He trying to be all smooth because he made that move and got old. Remember how they was praising him last for the move and all that stuff?
Yeah.
What has John Dorsey done since then? Put together a bunch of talented players that can't play together?
That's what he did.
No matter, man. Super Bowl talk is what they were saying about the Browns. Mm-hmm. People like you. Browns ready, man. They low.
They ready, though.
Man, that don't mean nothing, man. It ain't working. Denver Broncos. Do you even care about the Broncos, man?
Man, the Broncos stink.
They stink.
They got a quarterback.
He won
for
game.
One game.
One game, yeah.
For one game, one they game. Got one.
Chargers show up yesterday. Melvin Gordon shows up yesterday.
I knew that was going to be a dogfight.
And Green Bay couldn't get off the bus. Aaron Rodgers, 23 for 35, 161 yards.
The whole Aaron Rodgers.
Shut him down,
yeah. Yeah.
23 for 35. He was MVP runner. Russell Wilson, he can jump back up there again.
Yeah.
Can't leave Lamar Jackson far behind him. Who else?
That's it.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Watson, Jackson.
I guess because Deshaun Watson plays for the Texans, it's like his publicity ain't right.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody push. What if Deshaun Watson played for the Cowboys?
Oh,
I mean, you have to fight these Cowboy fans around here, will you?
Boy.
You have to fight them.
Get tired of them.
You have to fight them, man. The Chargers, Phillip Rivers, hadn't won nothing. And they still trying. Like, it makes no sense. You got to move on from Phillip Rivers. It's time.
Nah. They're not going to do it.
But yeah, he's won nothing.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it.
Why keep him?
Why not keep him?
Is Phillip Rivers ever going to win a championship?
No.
No. So if you're keeping him, you're not trying to win. And Lamar, man, what do you think about Lamar last night? What do you think about the Ravens and that Patriots game? What do you think? Problem. Be honest. What do you think about it?
Problem. They're a problem. If Belichick ain't got no answer, there's no answer.
And Lamar didn't particularly have a great game last night.
Nah, but he
did enough.
Listen, they spied and bracketed him, and he dodged both of the bullets.
Man.
Like, it's nothing you can
do. He got different. We talk about that. He got different gear.
Yeah, he got a gear.
He got a what'd you call it? How did you describe it? He just got a... He a different level of speed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people got that second gear, but he got a third and fourth gear.
Yeah, he got... Yeah, it's like... It's a game changer, man. He's that dude.
Did you hear that situation when they said that Odell was talking about on that fourth down play? He can't get the ball for nothing?
Right, yeah.
What you think about that?
Quarterback, man. Quarterback.
But I'm as a player, I'm like...
I mean, you probably be able to
you
can
be playing ball. You and I, me and you, best friends, we argue like we're ready to kill each other just playing a game of pool.
But look, one-on-one is not rocket science. One-on-one with Odell Beckham, I'm going to.
Going Odell.
It's not rocket science.
Very few guys in the world that can make a play against him.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
So, that's it. That's a wrap.
On a fly route, open field. Come no on. Safety help. Ooh, right.
Throw it all up. He had to do is just throw it.
Throw it up. Just get it in the air. Yeah. Be with yourself. Get it up in the air, man. That's all they got to do, man. Not even going to fool with the NBA today, man. We'll do that later in the week, man. But tonight's game, Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, MetLife Stadium in New York. Cowboys -7.
-7, and I like the Cowboys. 30-20.
30-20 Cowboys?
Yeah, they'll cover themselves.
Man, listen. I ain't trying to do it for ratings. I ain't trying to do it for subscriptions. But Dallas Cowboy fans, the New York Giants are going to beat you tonight.
I want that to happen.
27-24.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
The New York Giants and Daniel Jones are going to beat you tonight. 27-24.
I want it to happen.
It's going to happen.
I definitely want, but I don't think it's going to happen.
So give me a score.
-7. Not on money.
I'm taking Giants winning the game outright. I'm taking Giants money line. They're getting 7. I'm saying they're going to win the game 27-24.
I think Dallas will cover 30-20.
30-20. You gave me that score. I don't know what I was thinking. My brain ain't working today. 30-20. Cowboys with the cover -7. BA says, I say 27-24 Giants. Cardi McDonald, I got you, my boy.
It's just funny how we don't talk about the Lakers when they do good. But if they would have lost this
weekend. I said we're going to talk about the NBA later this week.
Yeah, but the King. The King. We're going to get right.
Man, I don't want to hear nothing about the little triple-double and all that stuff. I ain't really been watching, paying attention. I ain't even looking at no basketball.
Boy, you looking at some bad. You trying to find some bad.
I ain't keeping up with no stats or nothing like that. I ain't seen no triple-doubles.
We'll talk about it later, though.
Yeah, I ain't seen no 20-point leads and nothing like that yesterday. I ain't seen nothing like that. I ain't paying attention to none of that stuff over the weekend, man.
It'll be a problem, dog, once they figure it out.
LSU Bama this weekend.
That's going to be a good one.
LSU gonna knock him off.
I don't know. I like that quarterback.
Burrow.
That boy tough, man.
LSU gonna knock them off.
He'll fight. I like
LSU it. Gonna knock him off, boss.
I don't know what the spread gonna be yet.
We'll get back with y'all, though, man. Dumpster Juice Radio. Like, share, subscribe. We out. Cancun got the crowd going dumb, but I ain't no damn fool. If I went in there and did it, it made it you can too. We done came a long way from broken chance shoes. When you rich like this, you don't check the forecast. Every day it's gonna rain. Yeah. Made a brick do a brick. I ain't whip up shit. This pure cocaine. From the streets, but I got a little sense, but I had to go coop no brain. Coop no brain, I ain't worried about you. I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. Do my thing. When you rich like this, you don't check the forecast. Every day it's gon' rain. Yeah, made a brick do a brick, gang whip up shit. This pure cocaine. Yeah, from the streets, but I got a little sense, but I had to go coop no brain. Coop no brain, I ain't worried about you. I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. Do my thing. Got a $250,000 in.